house. Morning madhouse. Wake up with us early in the morning. Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for break, we in the kitchen. Morning madhouse. Morning madhouse. What the f wrong with Burpee? It's something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw. Man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa. Morning madhouse. Morning madhouse. Yeah. Morning madhouse. Morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse. Yeah. Morning madhouse. Yeah. Morning madhouse. Morning madhouse. Whoa.
Yes, indeed. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B bust of Tuesday. Clocking in. Yeah, it's still cold outside. Still got that freeze warning out there, man. These warning temperatures are going to get a little better by the end of the week. But today, cold outside, 32 degrees. 62 is going to be your hot for the day. Second day of spring. We got sunshine in the forecast all day long. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful day. We just got to get past this cold weather. Henry Mad out with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica the Garnett. No.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Winnie?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good. Also in the Mad out with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to comedian Bye-bye.
I say good morning.
Gassed on you.
Good morning.
From Kill.
Good morning.
Lancaster.
Good morning.
Shout out America.
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What's happening?
How you feeling in the morning?
Feeling good, brother.
Man, listen, so I was watching the game last night. Y'all see the Charlotte Hornets actually took on the Indiana Pacers. I didn't even know they had a game last night, but the Hornets was down 21 points and came back. They came back and won. I said, okay, I see the Charlotte Hornets. And what's that boy that played for Indy, 33? What's his name?
Miles Burton.
Huh?
33. Miles Turner.
Miles Turner. He was talking big jump.
Yeah.
But then when they lost, he gonna cry in the car. He gonna cry in the car. We got an action-packed show for y'all this morning, man. Your chance to go to the Straight Jokes No Chaser Tour. That's gonna be going down for you at 7:24. Inside your nose, neighbor news. You want to encore with us on Sundays? Sundays at Encore. We got tickets for that inside Black Smart at 9 o'clock. And of course, it's the next big thing Tuesday. You know, every Tuesday we do the next big thing. We play a local artist. Find out what local artist we playing this morning at 8:30. All right, today's inspirational power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. With a panic in her voice, a young woman called the police to report a break-in that was happening at her home. The operator at the station received the call but responded in an unusual way. You'll have to call back in the morning. We're just too busy right now, she said. The response was disturbing. The young woman had done the right thing, but her plea for help was disregarded. Well, there's good news for us today. Unlike the operator, no matter what's going on, God is never too busy for us when we call on Him. We may not always feel like He's listening, but He is. He responds and He cares. The Bible says the Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. Be assured that God is concerned with what concerns your heart, and you'll never get a busy signal on the prayer line to heaven. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
Yes, indeed. Boy, cold outside. You headed to the bus stop, man. Take them kids to the bus stop this morning. Get up, mama. Take the kids to the bus stop. Daddy, get up and take the kids to the bus stop. Shout out to the man in my neighborhood that get up every morning and take his daughter to the bus stop every single morning. That's what's up, big dog. High today is going to be right there. We're going to hit the 60s today. Thank goodness. It's going to feel good out there later on this afternoon. We'll be topping out about 63. 32 degrees as you head out the house this morning. Y'all know what time it is. It is time for your Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about
Madhouse question of the day. We are asking you, what is your favorite feature on your vehicle?
I have a vehicle and a lot of things in the car is motion. So, like, I could turn the radio up with motion. I could turn it down with motion. I can do different things in the car with motion. That is my favorite feature. That is actually what made me buy that car. And now they have expanded upon it. With the new vehicles in this particular line of vehicles, and now I won't I want another one. I want the one that do everything where you can open the doors with motion, close the doors with hand motion. So yeah, it's my favorite feature.
My favorite feature in my car would probably be my seat warmers.
Yeah.
I absolutely love my seat warmers.
Yeah.
Sorry. And I had a car before that did not have seat warmers.
Yeah.
So sometimes I forget, and then I get in the car and I'm like, oh, let me turn on my seat warmers. Yeah, it's my seat warmers.
That's what's up.
My favorite feature in my car is the automatic start.
Because you do that. You do that. Leave it here. Check me out, bitch, dog.
It was cold this morning.
Check me out, bitch, dog.
I very rarely use mine.
It was cold.
I got
this
it too, I use it sometimes. I can do mine on the app.
When it's cold, that thing come in handy.
I very rarely use mine. I just forget.
I got in the car this morning and I was warm.
My car don't take that long. Love it.
First car I had with an automatic start.
I can tell you, big dog. Check me out. Okay, bro.
Yeah.
You never had an automatic start?
Yeah.
My old Chevy got an automatic start on the bird.
Shut up, bitch.
My big green truck got an automatic start
shut
on
your
the
mouth.
Whew. Just gotta we get in on this.
Go to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Justice up in my story at I Am No Limit Larry at Just Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8788.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know it.
Man, these folks got hitty shit. No cap.
6:19 in the Carolinas. Time for your first Nosy Neighbor News Quickie, which is being brought to you by Bedazzled Bridal and Formal Wear. You know that prom is right around the corner, and you can win a free prom dress from Bedazzled Bridal and Formal in Power 98. Just enter for your chance to win at power98fm.com. Ben Affleck, he recently shared that Viola Davis was a key component in convincing Michael Jordan to approve this new movie that's coming out called Air. Ben said, I had a chance to sit down with Michael Jordan because I wasn't just going to make a movie without asking him. He said he asked him, what matters to you? He continues on by saying, he told me about his father, and then he talked about his mother. It was the first time that I saw this look cross his face. It was one of reverence, of awe, of love, gratitude, and innocence. Michael Jordan said, none of this would have ever happened without my mother. And then he asked him, who would you like to play your mom? And he says, well, it has to be Viola Davis. So you all can check that out in the movie. It's called Air.
We're going to see that thing when it come out.
Yes.
We're going to be in there. Come join the madhouse. You can be able to win tickets and stuff. It's coming up. I just wanted to let the people know that.
Thanks.
Because I'm excited, man. This is a movie about making the Air Jordan the number one shoe in America. This is going to be good. It's going to be good. And Viola looked just like Dolores. She looked just like a good pick, Mike.
I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. Break them down,
bam. They call me Larry. Big L. You told that and you going to. Don't let me laugh. What a madhouse. Let me hear y'all Shapuya line there, Burp. Shut up.
I ain't got one.
I know you don't. They call him Big Burp. Yeah. He like the slurp. Yeah. He don't wash all the time, so he dirty. All right, man, coming up inside the madhouse, you know how it's going down. It's a madhouse classic throwback. This is going to drop about 6:33. And then, of course, coming up at 6:40, it's a Team Talk Tuesday. We got some folk in the building this morning.
Start your day off right.
Let's get it.
With Queen City's number one plug for hip-hop and R&B. The most lit in the morning.
My favorite time to listen to probably the morning show.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. Inside the madhouse is a Teen Talk Tuesday.
Teen talk, teen talk,
teen talk,
teen talk, teen talk,
teen talk.
Might not understand her.
Yeah,
we ain't talk, but we talk.
Teen talk,
teen talk,
teen talk,
teen talk, teen talk,
teen talk.
The brand new platform.
Yeah.
It's the plug, you know how we rock.
Another bit later, the morning madhouse. Who we got in the building, man, Jessica?
We got them golden bulls from J.C.
As you.
burping.
What?
It's absolutely too many of us in here for you to be playing like that.
Don't do that. I can't show love.
We don't want your love. We don't want your fake love. We don't want your fake love.
Thank you.
Yeah. They said they don't want your fake love either. They just being easy.
No need no love from no Aggies.
We good.
All right, so we got some students from Johnson C. Smith University in the building, and they have a big initiative that's going on called Retool Your School with Home Depot. So go ahead, introduce us, tell us your name, what year, and where you're from.
My name is Jasmine Woosley. I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I'm a first semester freshman at Johnson C. Smith.
I'm Cameron Curtis. I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I'm a freshman at Johnson C. Smith.
Okay, 2-6.
I'm Caleb Davis. I'm a senior at Johnson C. Smith University. I'm the 12th Mr. Johnson C. Smith University as well.
Congratulations.
I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina also.
Okay, 2-6. Now I'm representing this morning. What's up with it?
So before we get into the conversation about Retool Your School for the freshmen, what was the biggest challenge that you had transitioning from high school into high school, transitioning from high school into college, and also why did you select Johnson C. Smith to further your education?
All right, so like the biggest challenge was getting used to living on my own, finding a way to get my own food, basically.
What?
I'd say after about 2 weeks, I started enjoying it. It was way better than living with my parents at home. So
okay.
But why I chose Johnson C. Smith, I chose the school because it has smaller class size. It was local. It was still in Charlotte. So I wanted to be around a lot of opportunities and a lot of internship opportunities, too, in the city.
Okay. All right, Ms. Jasmine, what about you?
My biggest challenge coming to Johnson C. Smith, I say, was probably getting reacclimated to the college climate because I'm a transfer student.
Oh, okay. Mm.
But I chose Johnson C. Smith for its great social work program.
Okay. Mm.
Great social work.
And for our senior, what is the one thing that you are going to miss most about Johnson C. Smith once you graduate?
The family environment. Every day you see the same people. Everybody knows your name. Your professors know who you are. Faculty, they see you on campus. They'll see you walking across the block. That's our courtyard. And if they see you looking down, they'll be like, are you okay? You good? You need anything? So the love is genuine. They just always checking on you, want to make sure that you're fine 24/7. And that's one thing I can miss, just the genuineness about this university. So.
Now, we're going to commercial break, but while we're in commercial break, I want y'all to think about your answers to this question. As freshmen, a lot of times freshmen don't necessarily want to get involved in things on campus. So what made you all want to get involved in campus activities and start what you're doing now? And as a senior, a lot of seniors look at freshmen like, boy, fresh meat.
Fresh meat, baby.
So what made you want to mentor and be a part and guide the freshmen along so that they enjoy themselves while they are on campus? Think about that while we go to commercial break. It's
keeping it lit in the morning. Every morning.
Every morning.
Yes, sir. Doing donuts in a six. Yes, sir.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Teen talk, teen talk, teen talk, teen talk, teen talk. Might not understand her. Yeah. If you ain't talk, we talk. Teen talk, teen talk, teen talk, teen talk. The brand new platform. It's the plug, you know how we rock.
Y'all know how we do it, man. Each and every Tuesday, we doing something for the teens. We got teens in the building. Oh, we got something related, you know, to teens and how they coming up and everything. Who got the building today, Ms. Justin?
We got the Golden Bulls from Johnson C. Smith University here talking about the transition from high school to college life. And also, we're going to be talking about their big initiative, Retool Your School, that we need everybody. Not just people in the Carolinas, not just HBCU graduates, but we need everybody to help out with this initiative. But before we went to break, Burpee, you had a question for me.
Right. I was asking, as freshmen, what made you want to get involved in activities on campus and as a senior? And you said you wanted to answer the question about being a freshman. Also, as a senior, what made you want to mentor freshmen? Because sometimes freshmen or seniors look at freshmen like, oh, okay, here come the newbies. They here. So y'all can go ahead and answer that question.
I'll start off. So in high school, I didn't really do no extracurricular stuff. Like, I ended up just doing great, doing schoolwork and going home. That's it. So when I came to college, I wanted to do a little more with life. So I tried to get involved with Royal Court, and I also got involved with my hall council too. Mm. Signed up becoming Mr. Freshman, and I became president of my hall council.
Okay.
For me, it's kind of the opposite. When I was in high school, I was very involved. And when I got to college, I tried to, like, step back a little bit, just focus on my grades. But I feel like because JCSU is so small, it's like if you don't get involved, who will get involved?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
That's why I stepped up.
For me, kind of like Cam said, as a freshman, I mean, well, in high school, I really wasn't involved much of anything. And then my freshman year, a senior, he was actually running for Mr. JCSU when I was running for Mr. Freshman. And I was nervous, and I was about to walk out the day of the interviews, I mean, of the speeches, and he was like, little bro, you got it. Like, you can do this. So that made me want to stay and be involved as a freshman. That also made me want to come back and mentor a freshman as a senior, because as a freshman, somebody believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. So.
What's the latest thing y'all have done since you've been in college so far?
I don't think I can talk about that.
Yes, you can.
Come on now.
You can paraphrase what you did,
come on,
big dog.
Look,
what
look
you
at
did,
that, boy?
Yeah, what you did, big dog?
Oh no, he over there acting up. Yeah. He over there acting up for the four.
Yeah, what you did over there now, big dog?
I haven't done anything.
You're a liar. I see it all over your face.
It be the quiet one. It be the quiet one.
Pre-dawn panty raid. That's what he was over there doing. Get out them girl dorm rooms. Stay out of Greenfield.
Oh, no. Nah, Greenfield is crazy. Hey, but nah, I'm gonna go ahead and start that one off for me. for me, it was crossing Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
Road chapter.
The Mother Pearl, the Mighty Six District.
Yes,
so that was the latest part for me, and also becoming a father. So
dope, man, dope.
Two best experiences for me. So.
Congratulations. That's amazing to be able to be a father and also be in college, man. And also be active in college. Mm. That's a lot. So congratulations to
you. What about you, Miss Lady? You won't get left out. No, you done did something over there.
No, for real. I mean, I think my favorite thing so far is literally what we did yesterday with the big payback with Erica Alexander. We put on a production for reparations.
No, that's dope. We just talked about that last week. What would you want your reparations to be if you could choose?
Honestly, I would want my school to reap some of the reparations that we're owed from the state. Hmm. So that's what we are working on. Our school is building a bill. We're going to start an independent study next semester to go ahead and try to get reparations for Johnson C. Smith individually.
Now, but you're going over there for fun, though, because you look like you be turnt, too.
She's being humble. She's an amazing singer.
She'll be over there singing.
And she was singing yesterday at that program, and she sounded phenomenal.
That's what's up. Yeah. Oh, you got to sing for
you. You warmed up right now.
We're going to get time to get your little self together, because we got to talk about retool your school.
Retool your school. This is an initiative from Home Depot. Johnson C. Smith actually received some money last year, and we are trying to receive more money again this year. They have, what is it, $2 million or?
They're giving away $2 million.
$2 million, but you have to vote. Mr. Brown, you come on over here to the mic. Mr. Brown is the director of student activities at Johnson C. Smith University. He is also an alumnus.
Class of 07.
You know it. So tell everybody exactly how this program works.
So Retool Your School has been funding HBCUs for about 12 years now. They are selecting 30 schools from each cluster. So the top 10 schools in each cluster. Right now, Johnson C. Smith is in cluster 3, and what happens is the top 10 schools will be awarded money based off of where they finish in a competition. So if you finish first place, you get $150,000. Second is $100,000. Third is $80,000. Fourth is $60,000. And fourth and fifth is $60,000. And then of the remaining top 10 will get $40,000. Right now, JCSU's in top 4, so we qualify for $60,000. And this is Home Depot grant money, so it's an innovation grant. So you basically renovate a space on your campus. So we're looking to renovate our student union for our students to have a space to come to and feel comfortable.
I love the student union.
Let me say this. Ooh. This is not, because some people might hear and they might not want to participate.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They're like, oh, that benefits John C. Smith. That ain't got nothing to do with us. But John C. Smith is in the community. So when students, when our elementary school kids and our middle school kids and even our high school kids, when they go on campus, they will reap the benefits of this money by being able to participate in programming, sitting in the union and things of that nature, sitting in, I know we did some work to the gardens last year,
yes.
Sitting in those spaces, participating in those programs. So the community reaps the benefit of this money as well.
And this year, actually, they're doing a community grant as well. Mm-hmm. So and along with us submitting our grant, we're submitting a grant for the community. And so there'll be a project that we'll be able to work on with the citizens of Charlotte.
So how do we get involved and how do we vote? Like, what do we go do?
Right now, all you have to do is go to retoyourschool.com. And once you get there, go to Cluster 3, click JCSU. It's unlimited. You can vote again. Just got to deal with that robot, the captain. I'm not a robot. But you could also use the hashtag on Instagram and Twitter at #_RYSJCSU. The hashtags count as votes. So if you post on Twitter or Instagram, just throw a hashtag in there, RYSJCSU, and we're in Cluster 3.
So when you go there, when you go to the website, you're going to get three different clusters.
Chimney.
We're asking you to click on Cluster 3 and then vote for Johnson C. Smith. You can cluster vote repeatedly, three. But like Anthony said, if you tweet the hashtag, what's the hashtag one more time?
RYSJCSU.
If you just tweet that, that's a vote as well.
And if somebody retweets your tweet, that's another vote.
There it is. If you retweet it, that's another vote.
I just put my vote in.
I just voted too.
Just keep voting so that we can get that. And we need everybody to vote.
Everyone can participate. So I'm family, tell y'all friends, they don't have to be in North Carolina. Send it to everyone.
We got, so leading our cluster right now is Fizz, Tugaloo. Tugaloo, whatever. Lane. Tugaloo? Tugaloo. Yeah, Tugaloo. Lane and then Smith. Then we're in the top four of that cluster.
Yeah.
Tugaloo. Y'all know, we got to get the number one. How about that?
No offense to any of those schools. They're great, right? But if that money goes to Fisk, what does that do for us?
Nothing.
Here in Charlotte and in our community.
Nothing.
We need that money here.
All right, everybody from the Ford, I need y'all to go vote. Now stop playing. I'm about to post
what was the
hashtag? RYSJCSU. JCSU, RYSJCSU.
Retool your school, JCSU.
Thank y'all for coming in this morning. We appreciate y'all, man. Golden Bulls for life. And y'all keep up that great work on campus.
Congratulations to y'all, man.
We got to get the young lady to sing before we get out of here.
Oh, yeah, give us something real quick. She ready. She got back then and got ready.
Oh, she a true singer coming to the mic like a G.
One day, when the glory comes, it'll be us, it'll be us. One day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory, glory.
Okay, run.
That was effortless.
Yes, you.
Appreciate y'all this morning.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown.
Let's go.
Hey, shout out everybody out here, boss. You know we gotta shine, big floss. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real? I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. I would like to let Porter Ridge Shine Elementary School in Monroe. And I'd like to let my whole family shine and also my little brother Kate, because he's battling sickness right now.
Oh, I hope he feels better, okay?
Okay.
Power 98, good morning. Who
you shine?
Thank
you, Mom. Power 98, good morning.
My name is Khalil Jordan, and I would like to let my dad, Omar, and my mom, Uniqua, shine.
Shout out to you. Daddy done told that boy, you gonna let me shine today. Today you gonna say my name, you gonna let me shine. Coming up inside the madhouse, man, we're giving them up, man. Them tickets for the Straight Jokes, No Chaser Tour. Definitely going down at the Spectrum Center every 21st. D.L. Hughley, Mike Epps, Cedric the Entertainer. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. Also, D.C. Young Flies on that one, too. Coming up for you at 724. We back at 720.
Let it shine.
I'm going to let it shine.
London Malaria, the morning madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. And, of course, y'all know what time it is inside the madhouse.
Larry's Mad is sponsored by Ride Now Motors.
Ride,
shop
ride,
24 hours ride. Online at RideNowMotors.com.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad, man? Are we mad?
Hashtag Larry Mad, hashtag I know they freaking lying, hashtag ain't no way, boss, ain't no way, big dog. Okay, hashtag Larry Mad, we're coming out of Florida with this one. I know y'all saw this story break last week where a man was serving a 400-year sentence. 400 years. I told y'all to stop playing with the white folk money a long time ago. They gave this man 400 years for a crime he did not commit. He ain't had nothing to do with the crime at all, y'all. The man served 34 years on a 400-year sentence. They were trying to bury this. You heard it, boy. We gonna hide you. They tried to hide this man. They done took the man's social security number. They tried to strip his script. That's right. Not strip, but strip his skin off. They gave that man 400 years for what? For an armed robbery. They said him and two other men committed an armed robbery of two people back in 1988. This man got locked up in 1988. He was 23 years old. He is now 57. And he just got out of jail. Say he never lost hope. But they let that man in there for 34 years? For something he didn't do? Like, how do you get to live with that every day, waking up in prison? No, I didn't do this. And this is so sad because there's so many of us that's in prison right now that for something we didn't do. And you know what make me mad about this whole thing? Because we'll put free such and such, free such and such. And they committed the crime they did. This man ain't even doing it. First of all, why did they give that man 400 years for an armed robbery? I don't know who that judge. I need to look up the judge on this case. Because how in the hell I get 400 years for armed robbery? What was the sentencing guidelines? They couldn't have had no sentencing guidelines back in 1988. That man went to jail in 1988. Burby, help me out.
What?
When that man went to jail, what was some top things in 1988?
Well, he probably went to jail because in 1988, that's when NWA dropped straight out of college.
Yeah, it was after police back then. Okay,
it was pretty upset about that.
It's starting to make sense. That's why
they was pretty upset about that.
1980,
yeah, they didn't like a lot of stuff that we was doing as black people.
Either had the curl. Matter of fact, they had hit Florida. The NWA hit Florida back then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What else was big in 1980?
Well, also the first black governor ever in the history of the United States of America was elected in Virginia.
In 1988,
they hated us. My grandmama went on a date with Douglas Wilder.
Why this man was getting locked up in Florida for something he didn't do.
Yeah.
They gave this man 400 years. So black people was progressing in 98.
In 1988, we was coming up. It was the comeuppance.
What else? You got something else for me?
Well, also, no, I ain't got nothing
else. That's okay. I'll take it. NWA said, F the police. And we got our first black governor in Virginia. And they said this man down in Florida getting 400 gifts. You know, Florida been hating on black people for a long time.
Yeah. Flo-Jo outran the world in 1988.
Flo-Jo did.
Flo-Jo outran the entire world.
We were black people were showing out in 1988. He did say Flo-Jo outran the whole world.
Oh, wow. Everybody from the world was there. She outran all of them.
Hey, I just want to say this, man, to that young man and his family. I'm glad that it worked out for you. But first of all, this sentence had to be crucial. 400 kills? People don't get that for murder. They get them. The moral of the story is stop playing with these white folk money. Mm.
Hey, look, I can't take this no more.
So, man, we got to get Burpee thoughts.
Good morning, Larry, Jessica. Randy.
Digital police.
Digital police.
Digital 12. Get a shirt to say digital 12.
Jessica, I said good morning.
And I said good morning.
Oh, I didn't hear. Sorry, I didn't. Larry, you didn't have the mic on?
I did have the mic on because I heard
her. Oh. Sorry, Jessica.
With the wax after you.
Welcome to class today. We need to toughen these kids up. And I know people always say, and I'm talking about outside ass whoopings. Outside of whoopings, we need to toughen these kids up. And I thought about it, Larry and Jessica. Jessica, you always say it's alternative ways to toughen these kids up other than spankings. Larry, you say go for the jugular. I figured it out. They're not raised the same way that we were. We got to get back to the good raising. The good raising ways. One of the main things that toughened us up when we was little, leave these kids outside in the morning when the bus coming. Leave their ass outside.
Especially right now.
They be sitting in the house while it's warm. They be sitting in the car while it's warm. No. Go outside. Play with your friends while it's cold outside. First of all, it builds your lungs. You ever tried to breathe hard when it was cold outside? Running around? That builds lung expansion. You need to leave these kids.
Shut up. Much better build lung expansion.
It does. It does. These kids talk about it's cold outside. You know why we want cold outside? Another reason these kids ain't tough no more, they don't wear long johns no more. Larry,
they don't wear
lay
long
these
johns.
Kids up. You know how foolish I felt going to school with long johns up under my car canop? And my Aniche, excuse me, my NYC, you know how long, you we know how it, foolish I felt. Aniche. Yeah, we called it Aniche, too.
Yeah.
We definitely called it Aniche. And the FUBU, Larry, first of all, you was the man if you had a long john, and long sleeve shirt on under the FUBU jersey.
Yep.
With some big baggy pants on and some Tims.
That was my era.
Come on, that's how we got to raise these kids, Larry. It made us tough. You got to lay these kids up. You know what else you got to do? You got to let these kids ride the bus home from school. Tell them sit in the back. And go through the roast gauntlet. You got to go through the roast gauntlet on the bus. That's what makes you a strong kid. That makes you a strong child. If your verbal boxing skills, I don't even know if that's a word, but I'm going to make it up today.
It sounded good.
It did sound good. Your verbal boxing skills.
Not a word, but it sounded good. Verbal is not a word.
Oh, my God. Larry, my kids tried to roast me the other day, and I got mad. I said, y'all ain't my babies. Y'all didn't come for me talking like this.
What did they say, Bert?
Larry, it was so bad. Everything I said, all they said was, you built like that.
Oh, okay.
You built like a bedroom door. A bedroom door? What are you talking about? Mm. This can't be roasted. This cannot be what y'all doing in school nowadays. All these TikToks they watching, I'm going to make a TikTok on what these kids need to do in order for them to be tough nowadays, Larry. Because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it, man. These kids is hogwash.
Is that a Harry Potter word?
These kids need to go cow tipping. You ever been cow tipping, Larry?
Hell no, I ain't never been no cow tipping.
You ain't never knocked no mailboxes over when you was in high school?
Oh, yeah, I did that.
We definitely did. They need to go,
I know what you about to say.
They need to go knock, knock, what did you
knock,
call
knock,
it?
Knock, knock, zoom, zoom.
Yeah, we called it something else.
Yeah, I know what y'all called it. We called knock, knock, zoom, zoom.
Wait, what you call
it? Knock, knock, zoom, zoom. Because you had to zoom, zoom after you knock, knock.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you didn't zoom when you knocked, then the ass was knocked out.
You're going to get
these kids ain't tough no more, Larry.
They don't even do that no more.
And you know, they need everybody to be able to whoop their ass. I know I said I was going to leave whooping ass out of it, but I'm just talking about the ability, the fear of getting whooped by somebody that's not in your family. Larry, that made me walk the straight and narrow. I walked through the valley in the shadow of death because I thought...
And those were Burberry thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hitty shit. No cap.
All right, Glorilla recently shared a voicemail that her grandmother left on her mother's phone claiming that Glorilla looks a lot like Rihanna. Her grandmother said, "How come you didn't tell me Rihanna and Glorilla look so much alike?" She continued in the message and said, "I can't tell them girls apart on TV. That girl looked just like your daughter." Glorilla captioned the post and added, "My grandma just confirmed it. Y'all be hating. Bye. Rihanna, hey sis, I love you."
So I saw her post this, and she put a blog site posted, and they put them side by side. A quick glance, you can see.
I can absolutely see
a quick glance. Now, if you look at it, you can definitely tell them apart. But a quick glance, you might be like, oh, okay.
They definitely look like they could be family members.
Yeah, I would love to see them do a song together, too, though.
I can absolutely see it.
Big glow, not the little.
I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quick.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Who the next best thing? Who gon' put up for the city? Who the next best thing? If you think you got some talent, you the next best thing. Step on up, do your thing. Step on up, do your thing. Who the next best thing? You the next best thing. Who the next best thing?
Let's go. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know how it goes down. We drop the song, and you let us know when you hear the song. Are we gonna keep it? Are we going to sweep it? And what letter grade do you want to get a song? And get a song critique as well. We call it the next big thing. We help these artists out in their career. You know what I mean? Some of them might make it. Some of them don't. Some of them go back to work to pay less. Some of them go on to become artists.
Payless. Some of them still 50 trying to make it.
Yeah. Some of them are. No matter what, we help them out. Here we go. We call it the next big thing. Today, the name of the song is Shouting. Check it out. It's the plugs. Pod 98.
It didn't take too much for me to show you that I love you. The one that I adore and I won't leave you. Waking up to you every morning and going to bed with you every night is lethal. It should be illegal. I'm thinking God at random moments, you a blessing. Shawty done took me out my ways of being missed. This is probably the first time I checked everything off my checklist. Finally, I feel like I'm progressing. Shawty, shawty, I'm around with you, don't gotta say please. You give me all of the things that I need. We a thing. You done did everything that you're supposed to do. I returned the favor by holding you down. Me and you been on the road. Ain't got no secrets to unfold. Ain't under a bridge so they can't troll. We in our own little world. I'm trying to please you. Ain't no need to rush. Let's take it slow. Oh, oh. The way you scream out my name lets me know I'm your shawty. Yeah. I wouldn't trade you in for no diamonds or no pearls. It feel good to be introduced as your girl. It got me on a ringtone. Your friends been having relationship issues. I plead the fifth every time they come over. When my friends ask me, Desi, what's wrong with you? I keep my business to myself, that's the portion. You got my back, I got your back like your crew do. You rub my whole body down with the lotion. The massage turned into more than it's supposed to. Next thing you know, my legs spread wide open. I'm trying to keep my body under control. I don't know how much longer I can wait, I'm about to let go. See, the problem is that you like to spread me out on the floor. But it's autumn, so it's cold, let's just keep on our clothes. You and me, we got a clean unity. What was once a dream, it's not reality, baby. Eeny, meeny, money, moe, I don't do that no more. If I did, I would still choose you. Shawty, shawty, I'm around with you, don't gotta say please. You gave me all of the things that I need. We a thing. You done did everything that you're supposed to do. I returned the favor by holding you down. No secrets to unfold. Ain't under a bridge so they can't troll. We in our own little world. I'm trying to please you. Ain't no need to rush. Let's take it slow. Oh, oh. The way you scream out my name lets me know I'm your shawty. Yeah. I wouldn't try
heard you ain't for no diamonds or no pearls. It feel good to be introduced as your girl. You got me on a ringtone. Whoa, oh, shawty, shawty, yeah, yeah.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
Northside. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Southside, Eastside,
West side.
This is the club for local music. This is your Power 98.
570-WPG-1-800-525-0098. Let us know if we're going to keep it, we're going to sweep it, and what letter grade you want to get us on.
Who the next best? Who the next best thing? Who gon' put up for the city? Who the next best thing? If you think you got some talent, you the next best thing? Step on up. Do your thing, step on up, do your thing. Who the next? Who the next best thing? You the next best thing. Who the next best thing?
That's right. Next big thing is being brought to you by the Carolina International School. You can join me and Miss Jessica today. We'll be hanging out from 12:30 to 2 at the Carolina International School on Poplar Tent Road in Concord for the registration celebration. Prizes and tours at the school. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. All right. Next big thing, Shout It by Desi Stone.
The way you scream out my name lets me know I'm your shawty. Trade you in for no diamonds or no pearls. It feel good to be introduced as your girl. You got me on a ringtone. Whoa, oh, oh. Your friends been having relationship issues. I plead the fifth every time they come over. When my friends ask me, Desi, what's wrong with you? I keep my business to myself, that's the portion. You got my back, I got your back like your crew do. You rub my whole body down with the lotion. The massage turned into more than it's supposed to. Next thing you know, my legs spread wide. I'm trying to keep my body.
All right, we asked y'all, are we going to keep it? We're going to sweep it. And what letter grade you going to get us on?
Hey, yo, this Davidson Fitness, man. Hey, play that on repeat. We need that turn right back on right now. Turn this song off. Letter grade A. Turn me up, Dorch.
What it do, G? What's good with your name? We gonna keep it. We'll get that thing an A+, man. That joint was smooth, man.
Good morning. Oh, you definitely keeping that. A+.
Good morning. I'm going to give it an A. That's something I can vibe to. I really like it. She did a thing on that.
All right, we got more of your votes on the way. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. And when we come back, you're going to find out what we thought about the song on the next big thing and how you can get your song on. It's the plug. It's Pod 98.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
Northside, Southside, Eastside, Westside. This is
the plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
Who the next best thing? Who the next best thing? Who gon' put up for the city? Who the next best thing? If you think you got some talent, you the next best thing? Step on up. Do your thing, step on up, do your thing. Who the next? Who the next best thing? You the next best thing. Who the next best thing?
Desi Stone dropped off a song, Shout It.
The way you scream out my name lets me know I'm your shawty. Yeah. I wouldn't trade you in for no diamonds or no pearls. It feel good to be introduced as your girl. You got me on a ringtone. Whoa, oh, oh. Your friends been having relationship issues. I plead the fifth every time they come over. When my friends ask me, Desi, what's wrong with you? I keep my business to myself, that's the portion. You got my back, I got your back like your crew do. You rub my whole body down with the lotion.
We got some more of your votes in. Here's what y'all had to say about it. Keep it sweeping on letter grade and letter grade.
Letter grade, hey. Desi, that's my new girlfriend. As soon as I find out where she is, shout it, I'ma shout it her. Keep that A plus.
Good morning. We gonna keep that. It's an A+. That's my girl from middle school. We sung in a talent show together, so we gonna keep that anyway. Yeah, she was lit.
All right. Madhouse Nation voted at 100%. 100% keep with an overall letter grade of an A. Yeah, A plus. What you got it at, Ms. Jessica?
I'm going to give it an A as well. I like the song. I thought it was well. I thought it was good. It sounds like something that we play on the radio. I like it.
I like the song, but I would give it a C because it didn't sound like it was mixed and mastered well. Her voice sounded, not her voice, but the vocals on the song sounded kind of cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like the song. I think it's something that would be in rotation. So I would keep it with a C plus.
Okay. I'm going to keep it. I like the song as well. I think it was well put together as far as, you know, vocally. It was her vocals were good. And it fits what's going on today. She took an old song and remade it. You know, that's what's going on in the hip-hop industry right now. We play a lot of songs that are remade songs on the radio right now. And, well, remade and flipped because they're flipping it to their own. And I think she did a good job of flipping it and making it her own. But I do agree with you, Burt. I think the production was a little off. Mm. I was watching the levels, and sometimes the levels were off. They didn't match up the whole way through the song. So, yeah, for that, I give it a B. I give it a B minus. I give it a B minus for that. B minus. But I definitely would keep it, and I think she got something with this song. I would love to see. Seems like it'll be a feel-good video type song. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I could visually see this song play out as she's singing it. So that's always a good thing. All right, Ms. Jessica, how do we get on the next big thing?
Send us your original music. Email it to carolina.street@power98fm.com.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side, west side. This is my
the club for local music. This is your Power 98.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? All right, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
This Dee-Dee.
What up, Dee-Dee?
Dee-Dee, what's up, babe?
What's going on with you, Dee-Dee?
What's going on with you? How you doing this morning?
I can't call it. All right, Dee-Dee, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we are taking your hood black card, all right?
All right.
Oh, God, no.
You got three categories to choose from. Jessica has a category number one.
This is the remix.
What? Burpee has a category number two.
Names black people gave clothes.
What? I got you category number three. Trap rap. Trap rap.
What?
Pick mine. Ooh.
Okay, we're going to do some trap rap.
Trap rap. Here we go. I'm going to give you the lyric. You tell me what trap rapper spit that lyric, all right?
All right.
I don't wear tight jeans like the white boys, but I do get money like the white boys.
That's Gucci Mane.
It's Gucci Mane's song, but who is the actual rapper who spit that?
You said what?
I said it is Gucci Mane's song, but what rapper actually spit that lyric on Gucci Mane's song?
Nobody.
Shut up.
Oh. Fly.
You got it, baby. You got it. Mm. You got it. You want to stay in the same category or would you like another one?
Let's do another category.
What category would you like?
Ooh.
Let's try the first category.
This is the remix. Luke Nasty has a song called Might Be. Whose song did he sample on that?
You said whose song did he sample?
Yeah, on that song, Might Be. What group?
Is it Escape?
You are correct.
You won. You win.
Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius.
You are Black Smarter because you Black Smart. We're sending you on Encore this Sunday. We're putting you in the building. You got four tickets. It's the hottest new club in the city. You're going to be there. Tell everybody what station you up, bait.
Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's 9:30 in the city. It's time to find out what's trending.
Trending topic. Every day we trending, yeah. Press to play, we trending, yeah. 98 no limit, yeah. Everything be trending, yeah. Every day we trending, yeah. Press to play, we trending, yeah. 98 no limit, yeah.
everything be trending. You know we run the streets, that's a hashtag. New hip-hop and R&B, that's a hashtag. Power 98, the plug, know we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on it, that's that.
That's right, Trending Topics being brought to you by Disney. You want to take your family to Disney? That's right, Power 98 is sending your family to Disney World. For the past 16 years, career dreams have been made possible for exceptional young students through Disney Dreamers Academy. Now you can immerse yourself in a world where dreams come true and enter for a chance to win a Walt Disney World vacation from Power 98. Enter daily at power98fm.com and go ahead and take your family to Disney. Jessica, what you got trending over there?
Well, Swarm is trending. A lot of people had the weekend to watch that one. And they're taking to social media to give their reactions to this new series. It's seen on Prime Video. Now, the show is loosely based on an overzealous, obsessive fan who goes dark when anyone negatively mentions her favorite artist. Mm. The co-creator of the show actually spent 6 months researching crime involving obsession and crime before putting their creepy main character into these real life situations. Yes, I have watched it.
I watched it too.
It's
crazy.
I like it. I enjoyed the show. And a lot of social media influencers and celebrities are actually speaking out saying that they've enjoyed the show.
Mm-hmm.
I kept watching it. I think it was the second episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept watching and going, this girl looks familiar. This girl looks familiar. And it was Paris Jackson. It was Michael Jackson's daughter.
Wow.
She's in the show. And I also read a report that Macaulay Culkin's brother is in the first episode.
Mm.
So there are some little guest appearances. I love the way the show is put together. If you are a fan of Atlanta, you definitely want to check out Swarm. This is another Donald Glover show, but it sort of fits that mold.
Yeah.
It's a really good show.
It is a good show.
Yeah.
Check it out if you haven't. It's on Amazon Prime. All right, Bert, what you got over there, bro?
All right, Ari Lennox is trending on Twitter right now. And she's trending because of her beauty. You know, she put out that tweet a while ago talking about how can I be insecure? Am I insecure because I always talk about love and this and that, blah, blah, blah. Well, people are tweeting nice things, like saying how beautiful she is, saying how she can sing, saying how her live performances are amazing. Somebody said every time she performs that song Outside, I love it. It takes me there. And somebody tweeted out the song, she has a song with Chloe Bailey called Leak It. Have you heard it?
Mm-mm.
Mm. I'm going to look that
one. Said Ariana Grande?
No.
Who did you say?
Why
the hell would I be talking about Ariana Grande?
Who did you say?
What are you doing?
You said Ari Lennox. You said Ari Lennox. My bad.
No.
He hungry. He's okay. That poor baby.
You know, with Snickers. He's by himself.
Right.
I actually saw Ari Lennox. She posted on social media about Princess and the Frog, saying if we ever get a live remake of Princess and the Frog,
she
wants to play the princess, and she was singing a song from the movie.
Man, I'm going to tell you right now, look up that song,
Leak
R. Lennox and Chloe, Leak It.
Okay, I'm looking it up. I got two things real quick that's trending this morning.
Only get one.
Young Dolph is trending. Young Dolph is trending this morning. PRE, you know, that's his rap label. They shut down the streets of Memphis. They all came out. Dolph has a new song that's dropping. They all shut down the streets. The name of the song is called Love for the Streets. So they shut down the streets with, you know, with Dolph cars and stuff like that. So that was real big in Memphis. And the boy from Bel Air that plays Will, Jabari Banks. Uh-huh. Y'all ever heard of this show called Opposites Attract?
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of this show. You ain't heard of it either, Burp?
Mm-hmm.
12 Police, Digital Police. Have you heard of this? Opposites Attract. So it's a show where they take songs, like, you'll have the beat of one song, and you got to sing another song over that beat. So he was on there, and he did Usher over, I think it was over Ariana Grande song. That's where I got that from. And he killed it. I think he killed it. He did, Ariana Grande song.
Boy!
So I think it was dope.
All right, that's trending topics.
Shut up!
Get it together,
Shut up! You get it together. You ugly face, boy! No, Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know what time it is inside the Madhouse. Each and every morning at 6 a.m., we drop it on y'all. Your Madhouse question of the day. How about this time we tell y'all what y'all said?
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? Let's talk about.
Madhouse question of the day. We were asking you, what is your favorite feature on your car?
Let us see. 704 Tyree said, yeah, he agreed with you, Miss Jessica. Them heated seats. He said when he had to use them, he loved them. He loved that feature. Miss Kip 26 said, the backup camera. Ooh, thank God. Matt Coleon said,
love Bluetooth. My backup camera.
Gad 3030 said, the brake assist. That brake assist is dope. That is dope. Mm. I turn off my the lane change thing, though, because my car be tripping.
Oh, you that's it?
I got seat warmers. I got a couple of seat warmers. I got cruise control. And I also got the digital gas gauge. Because I be needing to know down to the last mile.
I got...
Sound like me?
I got the heated steering wheel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially in the wintertime, you hit that button, that thing. Yes, sir.
J.R. Williams said, I have an external fuel tank in my trunk bed that I connected to the truck's fuel tank. When my truck is low on fuel, I flip a switch inside and it pumps the fuel out of the reserve tank and into the truck's tank as I'm driving down the road.
That's dope. Jaguars used to come like that back in the day.
Sheesh.
They used to have a reserve tank back in the day.
That's dope. Tracy Taylor said, no car payment.
I guess that's a great car feature.
I guess that's a feature.
Hey,
it's a feature or a whole ass car one.
Why she can't have a new car with no car payment, bro?
Oh, okay.
You Everybody right. ain't broke, man.
You right. I ain't say she was broke.
You talking about there might be a whole ass car. Why she can't have a whole ass car
paid off?
No, I mean, then you could have went in there and paid cash. She might have went in there and dropped
something happened and it scared you a little bit.
Coming up inside the Madhouse, we about to roll call. You can roll call me on my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry.
With me at Hey Miss Jessica.
Or on my page at I'm Just Burpee.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Is that Lil Larry?
Yes, yeah,
him. Everybody know Larry.
Yes, yeah, and Larry too.
In the morning.
Right there. Man, that crazy as hell.
On Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.